itself, and to understand the role that Slichus plays, with the assumption that the more we understand about the Slichos, the more meaningful our recital of the Slichos is going to be. So I'm going to start with some premises and then modify them because of questions I have. The Rav in Ala Tshuva has a whole piece on Vidui HaYochid and Vidui HaRabim. We know on Yom Kippurim that we say Vidui 10 times, twice in each of the five tefillos. One, we say as individuals. We say at the end of the Amida, and the second one, we say together with the Shliach Tzibur in the middle of the Amida, of course, except for Mariv on the night, because there is no Chazaras HaShatzin in Mariv, but there it's said in conjunction with saying Slichos. The minhag of the yeshiva is not only to say Slichos and Mariv and at Ne'ilah, but to say Slichos in each one of the tefillos. We will notice, of course, that the Slichos are said only in conjunction with the Chazaras HaShatz. The Slichos are only said in conjunction with the Vidui that was said by on behalf of the Tzibur. There is no introduction of Slichos when the Yochid says Vidui. In fact, Slichos in general is only said with Tzibur. Why? Well, there is an essential component to Slichos, which is only supposed to be said b'tzibur, and that is the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The Gemara, famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, where Rabbi Yochanan says that the Zif HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talus as a Shliach Tzibur, and he told Knesset Yisrael that when you're in trouble, say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And there's a whole discussion whether it's saying the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim or it is to motivate us to act accordingly, mahu afato, to act on the basis of Rachamim and on the merit that we act with these Midos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would treat us as Midos as well. But halachically, Yud Gimel Midos has to be recited only b'tzivur, which is hard to understand. It certainly doesn't seem to be G'davah Sheba Kedusha, that we acquire a minion. If you look at those of you who were in Eretz Yisrael, now in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is to say a mini vidui either Mondays and Thursdays or every day. If it's Nesach Sva, they say it's Shachris and Mincha. And it will say that the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, you don't say B'yechidus. And if you want to say it somehow, well, you'll say it with the trup. So it's like reading from the Torah and not just saying it as a tefillah. So my first question is, Kadosh Baruch has Rachamim on everyone. The Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim are only B'tzibur? Kadosh Baruch has Rachamim, these are the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it should apply to everyone. Why is it only recited in a tzibur context? I'm sorry. One second. Excuse me, I'm giving a shiur now. I'll call you back later. Okay. The Rav, when he talks about the difference between the Vidui of the Yochid and the Vidui of the Rabim, puts it in the context that there is a strength to the Rabim that the Yochid doesn't have. And those of you who were paying attention when I spoke last night at the davening know that I spoke about it in the context of the Tochacha in Kisavo ending on a negative note, and it's being transformed in the beginning of Nitzavim, when we have a new bris that incorporates everyone. Sheeshno poimono yom, sheinenu poimono yom, the new bris of Arvus. I'm not going to repeat the talk from last night. And the Rav likes to quote the Tosfos Yerushalmi in Yoma on the famous Shita of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, that Yom Kippur is mechaper without tshuva. And it's, you know, it's magic. You don't have to do anything. It happens automatically. So Tosfos Yerushalmi says it's referring to Kaparas HaTzibur and not to Kaparas HaYochid. And the Rav explains that the Tzibur always has merit. As an individual, I may not have any merit, but the Tzibur, the collective, certainly includes merit of some nature. So that's why the Kaparas HaTzibur is different. Similarly, the Sar Mishtaleach, I don't want to go into details. So we have this notion that Tzibur has merit. So if that would be the case, so Slichos should revolve around our expressing some merit in our desire to be forgiven by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the fact of the matter is that Slichos starts with Lecha Hashem Hatzdaka V'lonu Boshes HaPanim. The Slichos starts by saying, Hashem, you have the righteousness, and we're only embarrassed. We don't have an answer. And at no point in the Slichos do we say that we have an argument. We don't have a claim that so that we should get that Hashem should forgive us because we did anything good. So if the Rav is correct that it's the Vidui of a Tzibur and it's connected with Slichos, so how do I explain the fact that the Slichos don't talk about any merit, right? And the Slicha, and the second question, which I ask, is why you give me those are only mentioned in the context of the Tzibur. So I want to start with the second question first. The Midah of Rachamim, obviously, is a very important characteristic. But is it true that one should always have Rachamim on someone else, no matter what? Right? So we have a statement to call Merachim Alachzorim who Achzor Alachmon, that having mercy on someone who is very problematic will cause other people to be hurt, and will not necessarily be appropriate. That Rachamim is obviously different than din. Din is very, Yikuv HaDin HaSahar is absolute. Rachamim is modifies the extreme of din, but Rachamim doesn't mean, you know, free pass for everybody for everything. Rachamim opens the possibility of throwing on the mercy of the court doesn't mean that I walk out with no punishment whatsoever. It means it softens it. So if this is the case, we can begin to understand the second question. As an individual, I may not be able to even ask for rachamim, because to ask for rachamim already assumes some level of worth. Have some level of worth, so maybe I don't win Alpidin, but at least with Rachamim. But when we talk about the Tzibur, then of course there is a level of worth, right? The Tzibur has merit, and therefore is it always can ask for Rachamim. I'm not saying that when we're Mispala Zechidim, we shouldn't ask for Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm saying the notion of saying it as these are the midos, therefore we should open the conversation, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you give them mitzvah rachmim, we're going to be saved. That applies more in a tzibur context, does not apply on the yachid, in the yachid context. The yachid may not have acted in such a manner to even merit rachamim, mercy. Tzibur, we know, can. So why then, if the tzibur has merit, do we start with lecha Hashem hatzdaka? Because the answer is that even if tzibur has some level of merit, certainly when being judged by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, our merit is really worth very little. Right? We're obligated to do everything right, not to get a passing grade. We're obligated to do what we're supposed to do. We get punished for a specific chataim, and you can't go to the Beis Din and say, but I did a lot of other good things. So why do I get punished for this chait? Take in consideration all the mitzvahs that I did. It doesn't work that way. Right? So in truth, we don't have a leg to stand on, even with the level of merit. So we start with the Chashem Matzdokav Lanubashis upon him. We don't try to fool ourselves. We don't sugarcoat it. We acknowledge that in absolute terms, we don't have an argument. Right? We in absolute terms, we have to lose. There's no question about it. However, because of the notion of the merit of the tzibur, we can invoke Yugimu Midas Arachamim. We could say, that is true, but judge us through the Midah of Rachamim, because there is some level of value and merit in the community that it deserves Rachamim. As an aside, if we assume that it's not simply a magical recital, but it's to stimulate us to function in rachamim, then you understand that it has different meaning in a collective sense than it has in an individual one, right? Collective sense of rachamim means how the community functions, not just the private behavior of one individual. A community that functions with rachamim is a different kind of community, right? Midas, a person who says shali shali v'shalcha shalach shalach, the yeshom it's midas tom. That sometimes if you act only with din, it can be said it's midas tom. One day in the Gemara is that the source of churban is shidanu din Torah, and the Gemara says, what kind of judgment should they have had? Because they didn't do lifnei meshuras hadin. A community has an obligation to have an element of rachamim in order of its, all of its functioning. So if we're accepting the notion that we're not coming with real merit, but we're opening the possibility of rachamim of the tzibur, we then get to the next element in the slichos, which follows and is only appropriate in the context of tzibur. And that is, we ask Hashem to listen to us. Right? We have some kind of claim that He should listen to us. What's the claim? And we go through a listing of all the tzaddikim mentioned in Tanakh and then we put it in the last line in the broader context, that Hashem answered them when they were in difficult circumstances. So it's not only pointing out that Hashem did answer them, but it's also pointing out that they were tzaddikim and chassidim worthy of Hashem answering them. Right? So again, this makes sense in a communal context. I could say, just like listen to Avraham Avinu, she listened to me. As an individual, that's absurd. I'm Avraham Avinu. I'm on the same level that I say, if Hashem listened to Avraham Avinu, he should listen to me. I'm like Moshe Rabbeinu. But if we're talking about the community, so we are the community that stems from Avraham Avinu. We're a community that follows the Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu. In a communal context, it makes sense for us to say, Aneinu, to answer us, listen to our tefillos. And this is the context to understand the slichos. And I'll just summarize. The slichos are said only by tzibur. The key component that requires tzibur is your gimel midas harachamim. And even though we, each of us, hope for rachamim, the talk about rachamim is only meaningful in a collective context, because an individual may not be worthy of rachamim. Even rachamim has to be earned. Let's forget the tricky line in the Gimel Mitzvah Rachamim of Rav Chesed ve'emes. There's a balance between Chesed and Emes in the Gimel Mitzvah Rachamim, without going to that in greater detail. Therefore, the slichas are always said in conjunction with the vidui hatzibur, the vidui harabim. It's never said in conjunction with the vidui hayochid. Starting with the slichas, we'll say tonight, and ending on a ne'ila, but as in the minhag of our yeshiva, saying slichas with each vidui hatzibur through all the tefillos of the Amida. Even the tzibur doesn't claim that we deserve it. It's the Hashem hatztok of lanu bashas apanim. We don't deserve it, even as the tzibur, but we're worthy of the rachamim. And more important, perhaps, based on this, we're able to say aneinu Hashem aneinu. We could ask that a Kadosh Baruch Hu answer our tefillos, answer us our vidui, because we do say vidui in the slichos, even though we say the Gimel Midas Harachamim has a much greater focus than Oshamnu has, than the vidui has, but we do say a vidui, and we can ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu to pay attention to our vidui, because we're coming with this merit of tzibur, with the notion of Yigimu Midas HaRachamim, with the merit of all the generations that have preceded us and all the tzaddikim, that we come from. I'm not talking genetics now, I'm talking more in terms of influence. I give a chabura in IBC this year, and I've been talking about the Kuzari and the Rambam and some of the differences between them. And one of them is the Kuzari famously sees the Jew as genetically different from the non-Jew. The Jew is a higher order of being, and the Ger, it's a good thing to become a Ger, but you're not going to be quite the level of a born Jew. And the Rambam has a very different notion, that a Ger is just as much a follower of Avraham Avinu, because he follows in the footsteps of Avraham Avinu, which has ramifications in that in the tefillah. When the Ger says the Shemone Esrei, says Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, he says it even though genetically he's not a descendant of Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. But he is a descendant in the sense that he accepts the values, the Torah of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and therefore he's equal to a born Jew in that context. I'm obviously favoring the Rambam as I'm presenting this. But that's the concluding with Aneinu. So let's hope that a little bit extra was given, so that when you say Slichas tonight and continue to say it, you may have a context that will make it a bit more meaningful than it would have been otherwise. And I thank you for your attention.
I think it's about to finish.